Well, the last 12 hours have been quite eventful as far as global markets have been concerned. Arguably, the highlight has been the US Federal Reserve leaving interest rates on hold, but the accompanying statement and forecasts have been quite dovish, so that caused quite a bit of volatility where markets were concerned. The US dollar sold off and US equities tended to be weaker as well, and long-term US interest rates rose in price, fell in yield. So that's all had a bearing as far as the local picture is concerned. Where stocks have been concerned, the ASX 200 started flat, but it sold off quickly thereafter. And now as we approach lunch, the market's down by around 15 points or a quarter of a percent. We've also had some employment figures to look at in the intervening period as well. But in broad terms, mining and energy stocks are the ones that are most improved. BHP is up by about 0.5%. Rio and Fortescue are up by around 0.4%. So a weaker US dollar is tending to be more supportive where commodity prices are concerned. In the energy space, we had the biggest drawdown in US oil inventories since July of last year. So that's helped energy stocks. Oil search is up by about 1%. Bank stocks are mixed. We've got the CBA up by about 0.5%, and the NAB is down by 0.25%. Gold stocks are faring quite well. Newcrest Mining is up by around 1%. A couple of companies reporting results today. Sigma Healthcare up by 2.7%. They were a little bit better than revised forecasts. So revenue was down by around 3%, and that turns around lower sales in relation to their hepatitis C medication. Brickworks shares, their first half net profit up by 18% to $114 million. They announced an interim dividend of 19 cents per share. That stock's down by around 0.25%. Soul Pattinson, WH Soul Pattinson shares are down by almost 2%, having reported a 23% increase in their first half profit, interim dividend of 24 cents per share. Elsewhere, the employment numbers for the month of February have been the data highlight on the local front, lower than expected in terms of jobs growth, 4,600 compared to a forecast of 15,000 jobs added to the economy over the course of the last month. But there were fewer people looking for a job, and that was reflected in the unemployment rate, which fell to 4.9%. And the Aussie dollar has shot higher on the back of that news. It's back to 71.6 US cents.